Allison Butts of the historic Park City Alliance says the Old Town Improvement Project of building new sidewalks will resume this summer.
We'll be completing the sidewalk on the west side of Main Street from Claim Jumper down to Heber Avenue, and then as well from 5th Street, so essentially the post office on the east side down to Heber, so in front of the museum, in front of the Bear Bench. The Bear Bench walkway from the Transit Center to Main Street will be reconstructed, 7th Street and Main intersection, and then potential reconfiguration of the parking in Sweet Alley behind the post office.
There's also a gas line that will go in on the west side of Main Street. Then the work will continue its way up Main Street with new sidewalks.
So essentially, we'll be kind of done on the lower portions for a while, but we'll be working our way up. And we still probably have 3 to 4 years after this year of construction just to be able to go in and get everything done.
She says while the sidewalks are aesthetically pleasing, there are many additional reasons beyond beautification that they're being replaced.
If you were to look at the curb and gutter along Main Street where we haven't done the work, it's awful. We also are lacking a storm sewer in many sections of the area, especially uphill, and we have water drainage and seepage issues into buildings, and so that will help. But we're replacing the gas line. We're putting in new conduits, and we're replacing water meters as we go. And a lot of buildings, they're replacing the pipe from the water meter into their building, which many times we found as we dug up last year that they were leaking. So taking care of a lot of problems.
One of the largest construction zones on Main Street is a private project. That's the Main Street Mall, which merchants say is disrupting their business.
Their hope is to be able to complete the project by next December. Where we are is we were able to work with the Main Street Mall back in the fall of trying to put together some mitigation issues. And what we're finding is the loss of the visual sight line. So when a guest or a visitor is walking up the hill, they can't see that there's additional businesses up there and they turn around. And so we're watching a change in pedestrian traffic, and it is impacting the bottom line of many merchants.
Butts says they've asked the city to change around some construction mitigation to open up more space for pedestrians. Other projects on Main Street, she says, are under construction but not progressing quickly. One is the old Marriott timeshare rental down the street from Zoom.
From my understanding, 692, which is the old Marriott timeshare rental, which is, you know, across the street from Bonhofsport, that is an active site for sure. And my understanding is that this is their last week with the crane. And their hope is to be able to complete, you know, sometime end of summer. So we're excited to see that project get complete. But man, it's been about 2 years at least with that being under construction. And I know that's been a huge impact to the neighbors.
The other project is at the Silver Queen Hotel, owned by the same group, and is moving along at a snail's pace.
With regards to Silver Queen, there's been a lot of stop and go on that. From my understanding, you know, one piece that I actually thought was a good place to investigate is when they removed that covered walkway and that balcony, it opened up that entire corner. And the original plans showed the covered walkway and balcony coming back. And so from my understanding, some of the slowdown was the redoing of architectural plans. But as you and I both know, the slowness of that work cannot be attributed to all that.
The city building staff is also meeting with the building owner to move that project along. Also, Park City Municipal's Craig Sanchez, who has managed the golf course for years, is now acting as a liaison, but says, between the city, merchants, neighbors, and construction companies. That's Allison Butts of the historic Park City Alliance. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.